Wednesday, the day of painting, was devoted to the study of combinations of different colors. On that day, the learned beings of this group brought for demonstration all sorts of objects for domestic use, made of very durable colored materials, such as carpets, fabrics, and chinguaris, that is, drawings in various colors on skins specially tanned to last many centuries. On these objects were drawn or embroidered in many colored threads various scenes of nature on that planet and different forms of beings breeding there. Before continuing to speak about the way in which these learned terrestrial beings indicated certain fragments of knowledge in their combinations of colors, I must point out one fact concerning this subject, which is most distressing for your favorites, and which took place in their presence, again on account of those abnormal forms of daily existence established by them themselves. This fact I wish to explain to you concerns the gradual deterioration in the quality of those organs of perception which are formed in the presence of every kind of being, especially the organ that interests us at present, namely the organ for perceiving and distinguishing what is called the blending of center of gravity vibrations, which reach their planet from the spaces of the universe. I am referring to what is known as the common integral vibration issuing from all sources of actualizing, which the learned being Akshar-Pansya called the white ray, and also to the separate blendings of center of gravity vibrations, which are perceived and distinguished by beings as different tonalities of color. You must know that from the time of the arising of the three-brained beings of the planet Earth, before the period when the organ Kunda Buffer was implanted in them, and later when this organ was totally removed from their presence, and even much later, beginning from the second Transalpinian catastrophe, almost up to the time of our third flight in person to the surface of that planet, the organ of sight was actualized in them with the same sensitivity of perception as in the common presence of all ordinary three-brained beings of the whole of our great universe. During these periods I have mentioned, in all the three-brained beings arising on your planet, this organ was formed with the requisite sensitivity to perceive the blendings of the separate center of gravity vibrations of the white ray, and to distinguish one-third of all the tonalities of color found in general in the presences of the planets, as well as in all other cosmic concentrations, great and small. Objective science has precisely established that the number of separate blendings of center of gravity vibrations issuing from the common integral vibration, that is, the number of tonalities of colors, is exactly equal to one Hultan Panas, which, according to the calculations of the terrestrial three-brained beings, would amount to 5,764,801 tonalities. Only a third of this total number of blendings or tonalities, with the exception of the one tonality which is accessible only to the perception of our all-autocratic endlessness, that is 1,921,600 tonalities, can be perceived as different colors by all ordinary beings on whatever planet of our great universe they arise. But if the three brain beings complete the perfecting of their highest part, and their organ for the perception of visibility thereby acquires the sensitivity of what is called olues tesnochnian sight, they can then distinguish 2/3 of the total number of tonalities existing in the universe, which, according to terrestrial calculation, amounts to 3,843,200 different tonalities of color. And only those three brain beings who perfect their highest being part to the state of what is called ish-mech become able to perceive and distinguish the total number of blendings or tonalities, with the exception of that one tonality, which, as I have already told you, is accessible to the perception of our all-maintaining Creator alone. Although I intend to explain to you later in detail how and why, in the presence of Insapalnian cosmic concentrations, every definite formation acquires, from evolving and involving processes, the property of producing various effects upon this organ of beings, nevertheless, I do not consider it superfluous to touch upon this question now. First of all, it must be said that the common integral vibration, like every already definite cosmic formation, is formed according to the completed result of the fundamental cosmic law of the holy Hepta-para-parshenoch, namely, that cosmic law which the three brain beings of the planet Earth of the Babylonian period called the law of sevenfoldness. In other words, this vibration consists of seven complexes of results, or, as is sometimes said, seven classes of vibrations issuing from cosmic sources, whose arising and further action depend on seven other sources, which in their turn arise and depend on seven further ones, and so on, right up to the first, most holy, unique, seven-propertied vibration issuing from the most holy prime source. And all these together compose the common integral vibration of all sources of actualization of everything that exists in the universe. And later, thanks to their transformations, they actualize in the presence of the cosmic Insapalnian concentrations the number of different tonalities of color I have mentioned. As for the details of the most holy, unique, seven-propertied vibration, these you will understand only when I have explained to you in its proper time, as I have already many times promised you, all about the great fundamental laws of world creation and world maintenance. And meanwhile, as regards this question, you ought to know that when the common integral vibration, which the terrestrial three-brain beings call the white ray, enters with the presence proper to it into the spheres of its possible transformation in the presence of an Insapalnian planet, there occurs in it, just as in the case of every definite cosmic arising having the possibility of further actualization, that cosmic process called Jot Klum. That is to say, it itself remains as a presence, but its essence disintegrates, as it were, and engenders processes for evolution and involution by the separate centers of gravity vibrations of its arising. And these processes are actualized thus. Certain groups of center of gravity vibrations separate themselves from the others and are transformed into third ones, and so on. During these transformations, the common integral vibration, or white ray, acts through its center of gravity vibrations upon other ordinary processes taking place nearby in intraplanetary and surplanetary arisings and decompositions. And owing to kindred vibrations and in accordance with surrounding conditions, its center of gravity vibrations blend and become part of the common presence of these definite intraplanetary or surplanetary formations in which these processes are taking place. So, my boy, during my personal descents to the planet Earth, I noted, at first without any conscious intention on the part of my reason, and later I quite intentionally verified the progressive worsening of this being organ in all your favorites. Deteriorating century by century, the sensitivity of perception of that organ, by means of which there chiefly proceeds in the presence of three brain beings what is called the automatic saturation by externals, which serves as the basis for the possibility of natural self-perfecting, had been diminished to such a point that at the time of our fifth stay there, during the period called by contemporary beings the period of the greatness of Babylon, your favorites could perceive and distinguish the blendings of the center of gravity vibrations of the white ray, at most up to the third degree of its sevenfold strata, that is, only up to 343 different tonalities of color.